Mishnah Gimel, an important rule to know in terms of the laws of Eiruvei Tchumen is that it all depends on the stage when Shabbos comes in. By the time that Shabbos comes in, the Eiruv still needs to be there, and it has to be possible for you to eat that food during that moment that Shabbos comes in. Now the halacha is that during Bein HaShemoshes, which is the time where day turns into night, and it's sort of a doubt as to whether it's considered day or night, and so Bein HaShemoshes, when Shabbos is coming in, that is a time where it is considered to be a doubt whether it is Shabbos or not. And the halacha is that one is allowed to violate most midrabbanon prohibitions of Shabbos during Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos. Since it's anyway only a doubt whether it's Shabbos, one is allowed to do something which is midrabbanon osur, as long as it is for the sake of a mitzvah. It follows therefore that if in order to eat the food at the time that Shabbos is coming in, one would need to violate a Isser Midoraisa, then Erev Tuchumin does not work. But if all he needs to do is violate an Isser Midrabbanon, then the Erev Tuchumin does work, since one is allowed to violate a Midrabbanon prohibition of Shabbos during Ben HaShemoshes for the sake of a mitzvah. As we'll see later on in the Masechta, one is only really allowed to make a Erev Tuchumin if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. If he needs to travel further for the sake of a mitzvah, which means that the entire Erev Tchumen is considered like part of the mitzvah, and so the Erev Tchumen would be valid, even if it would require you to violate a prohibition with Rabbanon in order to eat that food. And it's important to realize we're not talking about actually eating the food. The point is it has to be possible for you to eat it, so that it can be considered a living place for you, and so that it can become your Mokim Hashavisa. So the Mishnah says, the son of Be'ilon, if somebody put his Erev in a tree, and we're talking about where he puts it on a tree which is thick, and it's at least 10 by 4 tefachim. So if you place the Erev on the tree, it's considered like putting it onto a Rishus HaYochid, if the tree is Leman Me'asar Tefachim, if it's at least 10 tefachim high, and of course 4 tefachim wide. So if you put your Erev there, and you intend that your Mokim HaShavisa is going to be, let's say, on the ground nearby the tree, and the ground is part of the Rishus HaRabim, so your Mokim HaShavisa is in Rishus HaRabim, and the food is in the Rishus HaYochid. Says the Mishnah, Ein Erev Eruv, his Erev is not considered a valid Erev, since even during Ben HaShemoshes, as Shabbos is coming in, he would not be permitted to take that food and eat it within his Mokim HaShavisa, since it's forbidden midoraisa to carry something from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Lematam Asar Tfachim, if the branch which the Erev was placed on is shorter than 10 tefachim high, so then it's not considered to be an Rishus HaYochid, rather it's considered to be a Karmelis, it's neither Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim, but it's forbidden with Rabbanon to carry from a Karmelis into those two Rishuyos, into those two domains. But again, since it's only forbidden with Rabbanon, you would be able to do it during Ben HaShemoshes, and therefore Eruv, his Eruv is considered to be valid. Nesonim B'bur, if he placed the Eruv into a pit, and we're discussing a situation in which the pit was within a Karmelis, the area around the pit was a Karmelis, and this pit is the Rishus HaYochid. It's at least 4 by 10 tefachim deep. Afilo Omoik Meo Amo, even if it's 100 Amos deep, Eruv Eruv, his Eruv is considered to be an Eruv, since it is only forbidden Majabonon to take that food from the pit into the Karmelis around it. So if he designated the Karmelis as his Mokom HaShavisa, then even if the Eruv is not in the Karmelis, but it's in the Rishus HaYochid next to it, nevertheless the Eruv is still valid. If you place the Erev at the top of a reed, or on top of a pole, and we're discussing a reed or pole, which is less than 4 by 4 tfochim in terms of its width and length, which means that if you put the Erev on top of it, that's considered a mokim ptur, an exempt area where you're actually allowed to transfer from that area into other domains. So if, let's say, the pole is in Rishus HaRabim, you'd be allowed to take the food down from the pole into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Mishnah says, "Zman shu tolush v'no'ut," in a case where it is uprooted. So when it comes to the reed, as long as it is not still attached to the ground, v'no'ut, and it is stuck into the ground, but not growing from the ground, afilu gvor mea amo, even if it's 100 amos tall, haris the eruv, it would be considered a valid eruv. However, if the reed was still attached to the ground, then it is forbidden, since there is another prohibition midrabbanon of taking things down from a reed, since the reed wasn't so strong, and it's very likely that you might come to uprooting the reed as you are taking the Erev down. And since that is a severe midrabbanon decree, even during Ben HaShemoshes it will be forbidden to violate that, and therefore your Erev would not be considered a valid Erev. And the Mishnah ends off with another exception, a Sonim Migdol. If he places Erev into a closet, into a cupboard, v'ovatam avteach, and he lost the key to this cupboard. And the only way to open the cupboard without the key is to cut the ropes which are closing up the cupboard, and cutting ropes is forbidden midrabbanan. Now, since the validity of the Erev is dependent on the time that Shabbos comes in during Ben HaShemoshes, and during Ben HaShemoshes, this twilight time, one is allowed to violate a midrabbanan prohibition in general. Hariz the Erev, it is considered to be a valid Erev. For Rabbi Eliezer says, if the person does not know that the key is in its place, meaning if he thinks that it's mamash totally lost, then Eina Erev, it is not considered to be a valid Erev. And the reason for this is because Rabbi Eliezer follows the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah, who is very strict with regards to the laws of Muktzah, and holds that on Shabbos one is not allowed to use any utensil or any tool other than for its regular primary purpose which it's meant for. Now over here, the way he's going to cut the rope is he's going to use a knife which is usually designated for other things, such as cutting food. So according to Rabbi Nechemiah, that would be a violation of the Midrabbanan prohibition of Muktzah. So it comes out that you would need to violate two forbidden midrabbanan things in order to access your food. Firstly, muktzah, and secondly, cutting the ropes. And to do two midrabbanan prohibitions is forbidden even during Ben HaShemoshes, and as such, Eina Erev is not considered to be a valid Erev according to Rabbi Eliezer.